We begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Mem Tes, Sif Zayin. Kshim Shbarach al Yayin, B'tay Chasud, if somebody is making a bracha on wine during the meal, V'yesham Gam Anoshim Acherim, and there are other people participating, Yomer Savri Rabbi Sai. What is meant with those words? Ritzon Eloimer, Tenu Datchem L'shmaya, pay attention to what I am saying, in order you should stop your meal, l'shmaya bracha, in order to hear the bracha. Sifches, shosu miyayin echad, if they drank for one type of wine, bein b'tay chasuda, whether it's during a meal, bein shalei b'tay chasuda, when it's not during the meal. V'vilem yayin echer, and then they brought them another wine. When we speak about not during a suda, is that they all have sat together to drink wine together. Many Paiskim were beginning to learn the halachas of the bracha of atoy v'meitiv, and many Paiskim are of the opinion that it's not our minig nowadays to really make a atoy v'meitiv, but of course we will learn the halachas what they are. And revarach al bari prei gofen, so since you drank ready, you don't make another bari prei gofen. Kimin shloi nimlech v'loi asa dat miyayin, you had never decided not to drink wine. Avol, you make a bracha of hatoy v'meitiv. It came in femilem oyjayin shlishi, and then if a third type of wine is brought, bevarchem gamken all of hatoy v'meitiv, you make a toy v'meitiv in that. V'kein ela harba, and as many wines as brought, every time you make a toy v'meitiv. Move to the Rebbe, this is based on a Gemara with Rebbe in Yerushalmi Masech the Brachis, that I'll call chavos chavos shayi peseich, every barrel of wine that he would open, for each barrel he would make a separate atoy, hayimavarach atoy v'meitiv. Siftes. However, v'mahayin nimlech mamish, that means he had decided to stop drinking wine, and therefore now when he drinks again, b'ofen shetzarach levarach shenis bari prei gofen, now he has to make a dov prei gofen, and he's also going to make a atoy v'meitiv because it's a better wine. So the halacha is, v'varach tchila atoy v'meitiv, first you make the atoy v'meitiv, v'akach bari prei gofen, and then you make a prei gofen. But this halacha is only k'shayin rishon l'fanav, when the first wine is there. If somebody forgot and he made the bari prei gofen first, he should make the atoy v'meitiv before drinking the wine. Some say, don't make that type of meitiv, rather take a sip of the wine and only then make that type of meitiv. Sif yod, hanu mevarach on type of meitiv dafka b'stam. That's only under normal circumstances. Shein yidu shasheni guru min arisha. You have no reason to believe that the second wine is inferior to the first wine. Api shein yidu hu shemeshubach rishin, even though you don't know if it's better. Avam yidu shu guru min arisha, if the second wine is of poorer quality than the first wine, you don't make a toy v'meitiv. Ach, shiburil guf yosman rishon, if the second wine is healthier than the first wine, but it af b'shigru b'tam, it just doesn't taste as good, then you do make a toy mevarchem a toy v'meitiv. Sif yur alef, afil ayulam tchila shei yainis, if both wines were there, el shahayil l'fan of yak shibir b'er pri agofen, but the second wine wasn't there when you made the Pari Priya Goffin. That's when you make a Toiva Meitiv. Avil, both wines were at the table. You don't make a Toiva Meitiv. El Pari Priya Goffin, make a Pari Priya Goffin on the better wine, and that will cover lifted Gamas Gerua, and you won't make, under those circumstances, a Toiva Meitiv. A toy v'meitiv sif yud beis. We don't make a bracha a toy v'meitiv. Elam eish yoid min hayayin harishin. You still have left over from the first wine, but now roitzim lishtas hashen. You want to drink the second wine, and because shino yayin, and the second wine is better. That's when Chazal said you make a toy v'meitiv. Avol emach m'shay yayin rishin kala. But if the first wine was used up, and that's why mevina hashen, they're bringing the second bottle. Even though it's better, Eim Evarchem Lov, you don't make a Toiv HaMeitiv. Sif Yud Gimel, Eim Evarchem Toiv HaMeitiv, you don't make the Bracha of Toiv HaMeitiv, El Kshesh Acher Imai, when there's somebody else there, and that second person, Shushoy Sagam Kim Shnei Yenis, that both of you are drinking from both bottles of wine. Because hachi mashma hatoiv loy, that I'm enjoying it, v'meitev l'chaveroi, and my friend is enjoying it. V'odem ishtoi abonavimoi. The second person could be a family member, a wife, children. Avim hu yichidi, if you're alone, then you don't make a p'tai v'meitev, and you also have to drink a revius. You and the other individual have to drink a revius of the wine, or intend to drink a revius of the wine, in order to make a p'tai v'meitev. Sif yudalad, ha'erech shemesev etz balabais, a guest. In balabais noises a kankan al shulchan, if the host puts the wine on the table, she yishta mishiyutza, that everybody could drink as they please, as is commonly done by large meals. So all of us, halachically, seem to be partners in this wine, and therefore, it's an order to make a toiva meitiv. If everybody gets his own cup of wine, and you get what you're given, that's not an occasion for teva meitiv. Kivin shaylam shutus b'yayin, they are not partners in the wine. But filo baal bayis adem mevarach, even the host doesn't say a teva meitiv then. Sif tezov echad yachal levarach leitzis kulim. One person can make that teva meitiv for the entire group. Vayim etchilo savri, v'chuli says savri. Shiyitnu leiv l'shmoya, they should pay attention v'yanu amin. Shiyetzu b'b'chosu, they should say amin to hear his brachim. But dafke sheish l'kalecha koysel afonav. Only if everybody has a cup in front of him, that he will immediately drink from that cup. Shloya hefsek, in order that there should be no interruption, ben abrochel ashtiyah. Sift has zayin. Im mevorech brichas hamozon kois yayin achar. If you're benching brichas hamozon on another cup of wine, ein etzarech levarech levatoy v'meitiv. Even though the conditions that under normally you would say hatoy v'meitiv are being met, you don't say hatoy v'meitiv. Shuyoytzim, because during the Birch Samozin, B'mashem Birch Samozin Toiv HaMeitiv, and therefore we don't say it on the wine, we'll be Yoytzu with that Toiv HaMeitiv that said during Birch Samozin. Simen Nun. Klolim HaBrach HaRishayim HaBrich Sananim. Rules about the Brach HaRishayim. Sif Alek, Siv. The Pasuk says, L'Hashem Ha'aretz Melaya. Shahakal, everything that we have in the world is K'may Hegdish. It's like something that belongs to Hegdish. K'may Sha'os Lenis Men HaHegdish. One may not have any benefit from Hegdish, ad lacha pidyon, unless he redeems the Hegdish. Vananam eloi Hegdish, if somebody has that type of benefit, mal, it's considered a serious avera of Mi'ilo. Kagayim kein osulanis ma'ilam haza b'loi bracha. One may not benefit from this world without making a bracha, because the bracha is the pidyon, is the way we get permission to eat or drink or do whatever what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in this world. And somebody enjoys something from this world without making the proper bracha first, it's as if he took something that's hegdish for his own private use. There's no minimal amount you have to eat to have to make a bracha. Even if you eat or drink the slightest amount, you have to make a bracha. And making a bracha before you eat is extremely important. Somebody who chas v'shalom doesn't make the bracha rishayna is putting himself in danger, both in gashmius and ruchnius. But one should make a bracha rishayna. Of course, one, as we're going to learn, should know what is the proper bracha to be made on the proper food, and one should understand what he's saying when he makes a bracha rishayna. And if somebody makes the bracha rishayna properly, that is a way to grow in his amunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's also, say the Paiskim, a way to achieve panasa taiva, to have a wonderful livelihood, and to have everything we need. Sif Beis, Abi Shem B'Yavidim Tom Varach Shakal Kol Dover. If somebody made a mistake, and he make a shahakal on any food, I feel I'll pass even on bread, v'yayin on wine, yotzop. One should not rely on making a shahakal, and that will take care of my problem. The Chayy Adam has a very bechidish, that just like we're saying, shahakal covers all situations. He says, Bari Minim Azoinus, but the Evid covers all foods. many Paiskim, Ramosha, many other Paiskim disagree. But L'chatchila Asus L'asukain, it's L'chatchila improper to rely on the Shahakal. El Tzarech Limud Al-Havan Eze Brach Yivarech Al-Kol Min Amin. It's best to learn and know what is the proper bracha on every food. V'af B'dovah She'ef Shloi L'var Me'ezim Minhu. But if sometimes you just don't know what type of food it is, Oish Nestapku Paiskim, or there's a question in the Paiskim, what is the proper bracha? V'yef Shalachriya, and we don't know what the proper bracha is. As Yaitzin B'brich Shakel, only when it's that type of situation where we're stuck. V'mudavish Yachal Fatra B'tayich Hasuda, but if it's a food that you eat during a meal, which we've learned so many times, you make a bracha at the beginning of the meal, and that covers the entire meal, out of tfei, that is really best.